What's up, everyone? It's your boy, Seti J. Man, I know y'all missed me because I wasn't here on Monday, but I'm back. Here on the Dust Fire Radio Network. Got a new show that came out yesterday. Big ups to the Anti-Chump podcast. It's a pilot we did yesterday, hosted by my brother, Chase. Big ups to them. Want to make that shout out. Before I tell you what's on today's show, we got special guest checking in, my boy Mike Doctor, who is one half of the music duo Drink Doctor, and he's also Empire Next Artist contestant. We're going to be chopping it up with him about his music and some of the other crazy stuff happening in the world. And, of course, you know, we got some hot mess for you in this week's Totally Biased Sports Moment. So you're listening to Life at Dust Live, your boy Seti J. And y'all know how we started. My boy Too Deep always got to bring us in. Let's get it. Right. And of course, you know, I can't start a show off by shouting and just showing some love to our sponsor, and that is Audible, audible.com. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/SetiJ, that's CEDDYJ, and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Just go to audibletrial.com/SetiJ. That's audibletrial.com/SetiJ and get started today. All right. So, oh man, I know y'all was watching Empire. And, well, for those who don't watch it, yeah, it's on you. No hate, you know, I'm not one of those people that, you know, power over empire, you know, I don't get into that. Watch what you want to watch. People shouldn't tell you, you know, shouldn't hate on you and say that, oh, that's why, you know, if you like it, you like some over another one, that's cool, but don't try to tell people that they can't like a show and that they suck because they like one show over, you know, just like a show. Hey, some of us like both shows, so don't tell us we gotta pick one. That's craziness. And put the order out. There we go. We are live, snitches. Yeah. So I won't get too much to Empire because I want to say so much when my guest comes through. We got so much to talk about. I will go in on some of our crazy moments for the week that I definitely have coming up. One, I can't wait. And this guy LinkedIn this week, it's locked in, man. I'm so excited. For next Friday, October 23rd, at Empire Bar and Lounge. And that's off of 2408 East Belknap Street, Fort Worth, Texas, 76111. They hashtag Empire Lounge Fridays every weekend. Next week's going to be bananas. It's Pajama Jam 2015 and Human Canvas Magazine. We'll be doing a model contest there where we will be picking a lucky lady to go into one of our upcoming issues for Human Canvas. And so, yes, come out, look fly if you're in the area. And, oh, did I mention that they're also doing a $500 contest as well? So you get to go, so you get a chance to go home with $500 and be landed into a magazine. I don't know about y'all, but that, you know, we got some moves up our sleeve that people are not seeing coming. That, you know, but they say you can't tell your left hand what your right hand is doing. You got to, you know, convey different things, different areas or whatnot. And people just find out when they come through. So, yes, make sure you are definitely in the building for that. I will say this, I didn't really get my Nerd Fest talking about this yet, but shout out to, I got a new phone, and yes, it is the Note 5. It was that time. I like, and I ain't gonna say the phone company because they don't pay me to say it, so I ain't gonna name drop. You ain't paying me to say I ain't doing it, but I put it like this, I do like the new plan to where you can upgrade a lot faster and get what you want to get. So, good job on this. I like this phone. And I mainly like it. Reason why a lot of people like it, it's a little bit bigger. Bigger phone to look at and whatnot. Bigger screen to work with. Especially because, you know, I use my phone to run dustspot.com on the fly. All that good stuff. So, having a bigger screen to run everything even more is great when I'm not by my computer. Another thing is why I like this phone is the stylus, which is the main thing that people love. That's usually the big determining factor because this stylus, man, it just, I don't know, for me, it makes things a little bit easier. And especially you got these, when you got these big thumbs or whatnot, you freaking hate typing. You using this stylus to make things go so fast. You click, 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 click. Bam. Be playing the games on here, mashing, all kind of stuff. So big ups to the stylus, man. It's ridiculous. Man, some of y'all be on Facebook stunting. I'm looking at that person. They go on there. Shout out to the ladies that be putting the nice pictures up. I see you. I see you. I see you. I want to make this point. A random point for the day. Why the heck do some of y'all change y'all last names to a person you're in a relationship with and you haven't even got married yet? And you know, and people might think it's not a big deal, but it kind of is. Because it's symbolic of how things go on these days. Like, we put so much meat and potatoes into thinking that, oh my God, I'm in a relationship with this person. That means that, oh, I'm going to do everything for this person. Like, y'all be giving, and then wonder why, heck, if y'all get engaged or fine, do get married, y'all don't got nothing to look forward to. Because you done gave up all the tricks early on. Allow people to have piece by piece. It don't mean half behind your love, but I'm saying on this note, don't half behind. You know, don't be so all in of all your tricks is out there, and there's no thrill for the person to want to be in a relationship. So. It is ridiculous. I see a lot. I've been seeing a lot of people on my timeline have been going to the Texas State Fair. Big ups to y'all went a few weeks ago. It was pretty live. You know, I that was my first time going as an adult and my first time ever going to the Grimm PV game. I like it. I like going to I think that if I'm not mistaken, that's my first time to go into a HBCU, complete HBCU game. So it was exciting. I love the bands. I mean, the football. And some people don't. They laugh at the football games, but it was a decent football game. I liked it. A lot of athleticism out there. You wanted to be. You just pray it becomes more competitive, and that they can become a threat against other people, you know, other areas in the industry. So, excuse me, in the other conferences and whatnot. So, big ups to that. So yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm over here just reading this thing, and I just can't believe we doing dollar drinks on that day too. This is crazy. All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to my music break because I don't want to be late. Yeah, so what I'm going to do, because we're going to play his new track, you know, during the middle of the interview or whatnot. But we're going to take it back. He's going to trip out when he comes. He's like, you play that throwback song? Yes, we even throw it back on here, bro. All right, so we're going to take it back to an old track by a boy, Mike Doctor. And this is a track with the Cousins. It's called I'm a Grind. We'll be back after this on Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddy J.
Yo. I'm locked in, man. Trying to find us just like Nemo. It's still free. Twin low ground or to go broke. That's how it is.
Until
I come up on a billion, I'm a grind. Until my sales on the ceiling, I'm a grind. It's no pay. Just with bottom line. We gonna platinum independence, so we shine. Until I come up on a billion, I'm a grind. Until my sales on the ceiling, I'm a grind. It's no pay.
So you don't like me, well I take it that you love me then. And when I blow, I'm the type that calls us to rub it in. We dropped the album and these boys talk shit again. The main dudes talking be the same dudes listening. Hang with all that stupid talk, that blah blah with that stupid walk. Cause of the grind, I got a bankroll that'll make the stupid small. My money long and it stretch like it's elastic. Try to touch it, I make you flip like I teach gymnastics. I'm in love with my money like I'm chameleon or teens. But in actuality, I guess you say I am a dope fiend. You ain't talking about money, I don't know what the you mean. I hear you talking about the dough, it's nowhere to be seen. These dudes talking about money like they really got money. They lying, the truth is they ain't no money. I'm colorblind, dude. red, it's green.
What's
from
up?
817 to 316, I'ma grind in.
When I come up on the field, yeah, I'ma grind. Tell myself, on the ceiling, I'ma grind. It's no pay, just with bottom line. We gonna platinum independence, so we shine. Until I come up on the field, yeah, I'ma grind.
All right, welcome back, y'all, to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, City J. Yeah, man, I take it back. That was the Cousins. I'm a grind, and actually, one of the dudes from the group, from the original group, is on the line now. So, I want to welcome him to the show. This is my boy, Mike Doctor. What's good? What's good, bruh?
Man, it's all good, family. It's all love. I appreciate you having me.
No problem. I had to throw it back. I had to bring you in for throwback first, you know, trippy. Y'all go, wait, this dude brought that throwback?
yeah, man. That's hot. That's hot, man. A shout out to the Cousins, man. D Gold, So Fly, and Rock the Room.
Yes. Yeah, see, that's how we do. We'll bring stuff out the crate sometimes when y'all. Y'all be like, damn, I remember when I did this song. Like, damn, he brought that out here.
Yeah, man. Man, that's about 7 years old, man. That's a throwback, man. That was the last time that we got to chop it up, man. So, yeah, man, that was big, man. I appreciate that, man. Much love.
No problem, man. It's how they do it. It's how they do it.
Right,
so,
on,
yeah,
right
man.
On.
I know. First off, I gotta ask a crazy question off the bat. I know you watch Empire, man. Wow. But today, I mean, was it the moral of the story today is snitching? Was that like the main idea of today's show?
Oh, man. Basically, to me, it shows how it really goes down in the streets. It's really whatever to save your own ass. You know, this code of the streets that everybody claimed that people go by, this G code or whatever. When them people got you pinched up and you know what I'm saying, it's getting drastic. You know, a lot of people elect to save their own ass, you know. So I guess that's more or less what that was, you know. Cookie say she ain't going back.
Especially, yeah, and it was fucking with the kids, too. It was just too much, man. Like, you come, man. Like, that's what I've been telling people. I've been seeing people like, man, all that snitching, man. They be yelling that on Facebook. But I guarantee y'all, Your kid gets in trouble or whatnot, and someone's life is online, then you're not going to be that selfish. And you know what? Me personally, I'm not going to hate you because, or with the exception, if you had anything to do with it. You had anything to do with it, then that's when I look at you wrong. If you was an innocent bystander, then that's a different discussion.
Well, Seti, you just defined it all. There's a difference. I was raised like this. There's a difference in between snitching and getting shit straight. You understand? You know,
yes.
I was raised by street guys, you know, my brothers, you know what I'm saying, Freedom, Robert Ryan and Curtis Ryan, well-known, reputable street guys here in Fort Worth. And Curtis Ryan is serving a bid right now, 15 years. He was offered 30 years in the Federal Bureau of Prisons, and thank God that we were able to work with the appellate lawyer and get some of that time taken back. But, you know, my brother is one of those guys that, you know, hey, man, I don't know nothing about nobody's case but mine. You know, if y'all gonna give me 30 years, well, do what you got to do. So, you know, it's some of those old cats that go by that old credo. But when you're talking about this generation and these guys, you know, it's whatever to save your own tail. So, you know, I ain't mad at nobody, you know what I'm saying, that get down for they get down, unless, you know, like you say, you know, if you're directly involved and you took part and you enjoyed the fruits of the labor, then, you know, you got to take what come with it.
Exactly. Yeah, but it goes with what you say on Facebook a whole lot. But nobody owe you shit.
hey, man. Hey. Yeah, man, that's deep, Jay. So that's stuff that I got from one of the old Bulldog alumni, C. White. He's a great local comedian. Y'all check him out at the Improv too. And he said that a lot, you know, because me and him were debating on the whole Starberry Michael Jordan situation and how Starberry kind of put Jordan out there, like, man, you make your shoes where I make my shoes at. And, you know, I charge people what it costs for me to make them, you know, for them to buy them. And you, here you are, you turning over mad profit and not giving no retribution back to the community or speaking out on the violence and the insanity that comes with buying Jordans. You know, people miss their rent, get their lights cut off behind Jordans, you know. So he was like, well, man, look, man, people want all of these role models and people want people to speak up for the black community and do this and do that. Bottom line is there's no handouts in this world and don't nobody owe you shit.
Right, but, you know, you know my core with me is, man, it's not even the fact that, okay, whew, I mean, yeah, I still kind of got a problem with the shoes being so damn high. But my thing is this. It's not the fact that, okay, oh, he may not go speak out. It's a lot. It's people that's got, you know, that's trying to make stuff happen in this industry that's not doing that, and nobody comes on them saying that. But to kind of go back to why I'm saying, well, my problem is, this dude is making money off those same people, not just because, oh, the shoes. He's making money on some of these people that's going to jail and whatnot. He's got private funds that he makes from, you know, from prisons and whatnot. So that's what my core is. You making money off of people's sorrow. That's where that's where I have a problem at. If you overcharge the shoes, hell. I mean, like you said, you said it perfectly the other day. You said, hell, Gucci and them be doing that. We don't see them, anybody chasing them down. And that's a great point. The same way people talk about they going to boycott BET and all that. but y'all still watching Fox. Y'all still watching NBC. Y'all still watching Stars. I mean, I can go down the channel list. Y'all watching Netflix. We ain't seen none of this stuff come up on there. But just because y'all want to get a few likes real quick, y'all go typing that stuff. Oh, I know I get some likes real quick. And people go, yeah, he's militant. Let's go follow this guy. It's different than being. I'm sorry, these fake behind. I'm all about black power people. That's not really about it. Like, are you just doing it as an agenda, or do you really mean what you're saying? I can tell people that's really about it, like you. I can tell that you really are about it.
Right. Well, you know, man, it's not a fad, man. You know, to me, this whole black consciousness thing has became like a fad. Like, I remember back in high school, as far as back, you know, me and you went to the same middle school, if I'm not mistaken.
Middle school, too. Morningside Middle.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, ever since I was a kid, man, I always had a consciousness about myself because it was something that was dripped down from, you know, it trickled down from my grandparents, my grandma, who was very avid in black people going to go vote, you know, and you know, her being involved in, you know, the community and working in the community at the community center down in the Southside Bethlehem Center and stuff like that. So it was always taught to me to appreciate our culture, appreciate our history. So, you know, that's just a part of me. But, you know, nowadays you got it. It's like a fad. You know, everybody want to be conscious and, you know, everybody got so much to say about this and that. And the thing about the BET thing that people fail to realize, BET has not been black owned since Bob Johnson. I believe that's the original owner's name. It hasn't been black owned since him and his wife divorced. It was like a stipulation of him splitting his assets with her in the divorce, to where he had to sell the company for his net worth and give her her portion of the proceeds. And so for that reason, Viacom, like any capitalist, like Michael Jordan or whoever else that's a capitalist in America, Donald Trump, whoever, they capitalize on the opportunity to monopolize music television and to monopolize the opportunity to dictate what people see and what people watch. So Viacom got MTV, Viacom got VH1, Viacom got BET. And on those stations, you see Love and Hip Hop. You see MTV Jams and Cribs. You see, what was that other popular sitcom, The Game. Those shows are on those networks. And you got to understand, now that you have a different person of interest in the position of power in these companies, they're not going to, you know, especially in these guys, I believe, are Jewish, they're not going to get with Minister Farrakhan and his movement. And, you know, Minister Farrakhan has made some very controversial remarks concerning the Jewish community and how he feels about, you know, what they've done to our people as far as exploitation, you know, whether it be the music industry, whether it be clothing, whether it be film, whether it be business in general. So, you know, how you expect somebody that opposes these people to be supported by these people? It's an oxymoron.
Right. You know. I mean, well, the problem is because we got a bunch of morons. Little oxymoron joke. But no, a lot of people, they do that. Like, they just want to get on here and, I mean, they go, and it's funny because the same, I see them, oh, Love and Hip Hop. Y'all saw what happened on Love and Hip Hop this week? But once you just boycotting BET, it's like you said, same people own it, which by the way, is weird because now it's BET Jams. I'm like, what the hell happened? When did this happen? Change the channel. It say BET Jams there.
Right.
So,
Seth, they're very brilliant in branding and marketing.
Yes, they are very smart on that.
You know, so when you got an asset such as that medium of media, then hey, look, we gonna use this to make money. It's about money. It's a business. They could care less about your feelings. And it was crazy last night because we were seeing all the posters. Well, I'm gonna boycott BET. And hell, I didn't watch. I didn't watch the Hip Hop Awards, and I missed all those great cyphers. Trying to be loyal to the journal, and everybody else watching.
I'm watching the second show like later in the day because it was some ciphers I had to see. I was like, hey, you never saw me say I was boycotting it, so I ain't gonna stay here in front.
That's straight up. You was being real with yourself, man, and what you're touching on, man, about the Jordan issue and BET and all of that stuff is the power of the black dollar, man. You know, we continue to become the source of, or should I say, the reason for production for other cultures. You know, the black culture is not global like these other cultures. You know, Asians have a connection to Asia. Arabs have a connection to the Middle East. Everyone can get back to their original point of origin except for us. And, you know, that's a weakening point in the struggle of people saying, hey, we're not going to stand for this, stand for that. You really have nothing to stand on. You know, we don't have – if something were to happen right here in America, I heard Dr. Umar Johnson say this once, if something happened here, right here in America, we have no accesses to any other resources elsewhere. These other people can just pack up and move back where they came from. You know, simple as that.
I'm laughing. they didn't watch it. They was a boycott. y'all killing me. Okay, here y'all go with these chats. Inbox me with silliness. Y'all watch. Damn, because I'm going to tell you what's fine for you. I'm going to tell you what my favorite ones. There's a lot of them, but I just want to say one of the most creative to me, the one where Dougie Fresh and he had like two other artists that was beatboxing.
Right.
Oh, man, that mess is like, I was like, man, am I watching this right now? What is going on? And then it just went
real
to a session where they built a beat up, like first they each was like doing their own thing, and then Dougie Fresh and the other two, you know, they just built this beat up. Three of them all beatbox at the same time. It was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, man. I'm, like, really witnessing this right now.
Man, a lot of talent, man. And Doug is, like, you know, an original pillar to the hip hop game. You know what I'm saying? He goes back to the essence of the sport. You know, I look at it as a sport because it's so competitive. Yeah, that's hot, man. That's real hot, man. You know, I'm gonna catch up. I'm gonna go scroll on YouTube and catch up to what's going on because I've missed being lost to the struggle. And then everybody
told
me
what it was. Now you know what? See, Doc, I'm on the Starberry thing. The thing is, I think if he just make the right design on his shoes, he's gonna be dope. I think that's really what. I don't really think it was the fact that he was Starberries. Hell, remember people used to wear Sacconis, and people were like, who the heck, what the hell is Sacconis? And people was rocking Sacconis. So it's just it's all about how he got to make the design more customer friendly and kind of figure out what did the people want, what kind of design do people want. Pay attention to it. Get some young whippersnappers, as they like to call them, and then help you design something, man. Really go hard.
Yeah, man. The shoes was ugly, man. And I remember we were still going to Trimble. I remember I bought a Starberry shirt, and I got clowned for that. You know what I'm saying? They was like, MD, man, what are you doing with that on? You know what I'm saying? Starberry. You know, it was a real big joke, you know what I'm saying, when I was wearing that joint. But, hey, it was affordable, and I ain't never been a follower, so I was like, hey, man, I'm rocking this. It cost me $10, you know.
Hell, I had the bootleg Platinum FUBU on, got roasted a few times. You had the Vocal, Velour suit got roasted. I didn't give it. Like you said, I just didn't give a damn. I wear what the hell I want. Just like them kids eat Apple Jacks. They eat Apple Jacks, even though it tastes like apple, because they eat what they want. I wear what I want.
Yeah. Apple Jacks ain't never been real. That's crazy, man. You know, people are off the chain, man. You know, really, man, it's a thing, man, with us as a people, man. Everybody wants validation. Everybody wants to be validated, you know. Hey, he says I'm the flies. He says I'm the freshest. When none of that really matters, man. At the end of the day, you want to be able to live comfortably, you know, take care of your family and do what needs to be done to be a productive member of society. You know, that's how I look at it anyway. I mean, what you think, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I am. I mean, I pick what, like I told somebody the other day, I pick what looks good. Like, if it looks good on me, I'm going to get it. I don't really be giving a damn. Like, shoot, I mean, people know me. I go, and I'm not the person. I got to make sure, oh, my God, it's $400. I got to get this because I'm wearing something that anybody else ain't got. I can go to the sales rack and get something that anybody else ain't got and still look fly. That's the difference between me and some of these people. still be sitting there like, that dude fly as heck, but yeah, but that stuff only costs. Hey, man, them sales, I be on them sales heavy, man. I don't care what nobody got to say.
Yeah, man, well, we got to be careful with our dollars, brother. We got to be careful with our money. We got to be smart in how we spend our money. Like I was saying, man, you know, the black dollar don't circulate in the community nothing but one time, maybe zero times, man. And if y'all think about it, that might be a big problem with the poverty in our community. You know, we don't want to share with each other. You know, we're jealous of each other. You know, there's so much envy within each other, you know. So, I mean, you know, people see each other as threats, man, when they should see each other as, hey, man, you might be the one to reach back and pull me up, you know. Kind of like what you're doing right now, man. Sadie, I ain't talked to you in 8 years, man. You offered me this opportunity to speak on your show. You invited me to become part of your blog site. You seen I was pushing my single. You shared it. You liked it. You know, man, this guy that I grew up with all my life, known just as long as you, that he ain't done none of that stuff for me, you know. So, you know, really, I don't know if it's out of, hey, man, you know, I'm rapping now and I'm competing with this brother. Man, it's enough money for everybody, man. If we come together, we stand a better chance against our common rivals and our common enemies, man. That's just how I look at things now. You know,
no, that's perfect, man. That's perfectly said, because it's like when some people, like, and shout out to one of the people that keep clowning with me in my inbox, and Bar Greg, I show you some love, aka G Money.
Right on.
like he has his own radio network too. But the thing is, I like his radio network, and I definitely recommend people go listen to all the shows over there on the Big Time Radio Network, and he does the same. But here's my thing about that. Yes, we're in the same field, but don't mean we can't support each other.
Right, exactly.
And, I mean, and I had a long inbox sent to me, and I roasted a person on Facebook about it. I had a long inbox sent to me on somebody saying that they deleted me from their site because they felt, kind of to just sum it up, they felt I was a threat because I was in the same, because we did the same thing somewhat. The thing was, I was one of the main supporters of their stuff. That was what was so funny. I would go in circles where I was the only person posting stuff on there more than the person that owned the site. So my thing is this. Why would you delete me because you think I'm going to be a threat? Dude, I'm trying to help you. And that's how it is. Right. Like, people get it twisted. I'm like, just because I got more, it's because with my magazine, I try to help other people and push their magazines and whatnot. They get threatened by that because they can't believe that. People just can't believe that you can be in the same field and really genuinely want to support them. Just like you being an artist, you got to deal with that every time. You probably try to reach out to artists and support them or put them on, but they want to hate on you and not invite you to their stuff because they feel, oh, if I invite this dude, man, he gonna take some of my people. Come on, man. I got to quit tripping like that.
Yeah, man, it's like that, man. The crazy thing about it that you mentioned that, man, like, it was a guy that I was close to, man, very close to, man. And, you know, he went and did something different, you know, and started his own project or started his own thing. And he brought in everyone else he knew for this project except for me. And I'm like, damn, man, a lot of these connections and these bridges that you have crossed, I introduced you to those avenues. So why not, you know, pay homage and say, hey, you know, a shout out on the CD, you know, or a feature or any of that. I didn't get none of that, you know, a thank you within the album cover, nothing, you know. But then it goes back to what C. White says, you man, says, man, don't nobody owe you nothing. You know, I can't be burnt about it. You know, I can't be burnt or upset with that brother about it. I continue to support that brother. I'm not angry at him about it anymore. I can't lie and say I wasn't hot at first. Because it hurt, man, because, you know, this is a guy I looked at as a brother, man, and he does me like this, and it's just like, wow, you really serious that, you know, you mad at me about something that really wasn't personal, it was business. And see, that's the thing about this whole show business thing too, man. People got to understand sometimes decisions are just business decisions. And so I had to check myself in that same way and say, well, hey, man, maybe he didn't put me on the record because I didn't fit what he was trying to present to the people, or I didn't fit his concept of his mixtape or whatever. So, you know, I had to, you know, swallow that and humble myself and say, well, hey, man, that's still my friend. We go back too far to be angry at each other over something so petty, you know, and that's just how I look at things, man. We can't sweat the small stuff, man. We all the same people. We all in the same spot. It was a cat a couple weeks ago, you know, saying that the Latino artists in Fort Worth get looked over. They don't get enough recognition. Well, no one gave me any recognition for being smart enough to bridge that gap and hook up with Drank Sipper, you know, another young Fort Worth artist, hook up with him. Shouts out to Drank Sipper. He's listening out there, I know. Nobody, you know, gave us credit for being smart enough to bridge the two markets. You know, because in the funk, it's like that. You know, you got like a Latino market, you got like a black market. You know, and we say, hey, let's bring the best of both worlds together, man. We don't got to, you know, compete with each other, man. Let's support each other and you know, promote each other, man. You don't see that in Houston. You don't see that in New York. You don't see that in Atlanta. Well, in New York, they will get at each other. Let me take that back. They will get at each other.
Hell no.
They will get at each other in NY. They'll get down on each other. But when it comes down to it and it's time to do business and it's something to present the whole city and present the whole culture, they'll squash that and put their differences aside and take that picture or do that interview or whatever, just like how we saw those brothers down in Houston when they all came together for that beautiful Source cover where you had everybody. You had Pimp C was still around. You had Pimp C. You had Bun. You had Roe. You had Flip. You had Thug. You had Chingo Bling. You had Jay Prince himself. You had Face. You had all of these great artists that have really, you know, helped put the whole Texas and Southern hip-hop thing on the map, or like Pimp like to say, country rap tunes thing on the map, unite. And that's just something that we don't do in the Fort Worth, Dallas area, but that's something I've dedicated myself to working towards.
You know what? As far as me watching it all, this is what I perceive as mainly the problem, and I've just been taking note of it. It's mainly the fact that it's too, excuse me, it's too many people that feel entitled where they think once they get on the radio, oh, they've arrived, they ain't got to do no more work. The work just begun, people. Like, and then once you do that, once you got a hit going or whatnot, you need to figure out how can I become more business oriented with my stuff, because that's what's going to take you further. If you don't got your, like they say, you can get your business in order, then you're not going to make it. That's the problem.
Right.
People, they think that, and it's not just about just making the music. I'm sorry to tell people, but it's not just about making the music. It's about the whole package. And it's also about, shameless plug about you. You know, you're trying to put something together to support the community. And I say this all the time to people in the industry that come to this show or listen to this show, that hey, don't just do it just because you want the recognition, just because you want to get on like that, but do it purely. When you look out for the streets going to look back out for you. Simple as that.
Right on. I agree with that said 100%, man. You know, like you were just saying, man, you know, people think that, you know, once you get radio play, that, you know, that's the end all, the be all, man. But, you know, me, I'm a true student of the game. I know it takes promo. I know it takes hustle. You know, I ran into a guy named Tony Snow, who's doing big things up in Denton. Me and Drank Sipper take trips up to Denton all the time and network with the artists of Denton. Show them love. Busy Slaughter, Elijah Heaps, the other brother, Stu Brutal, you know what I'm saying? We hook up with all of these people, man, and just continue to show love, man. You know, I got a single out right now, me, Drank Sipper, and Lil Flip. Will Strumental did the beat. Shots out to Will, you know, and Will brought us into the studio. He cooked up the track. We got the feature from Flip. We put it out there. You know, it's a particular DJ that got her own little outlet on, you know, Sundays in, at the local station. And I reached out to this person, and they wouldn't even give me a response back on Facebook. You know, something as simple as, you know, hey, your song is garbage. I'm not going to play it. You know, just ignored me completely, you know, and didn't do what you're doing for me right now, man. Just sitting down and having a conversation or telling me where I need to work on my game or any of that. It was just complete, you know, ignoring me. But then, you know, you got some of these people who are in pocket with these, you know, higher ups within, you know, the local industry. And, you know, they get whatever they want. And I'm not here to throw any salt on them people. But, you know, we all got to humble ourselves and say, hey, man, we trying to make it on a national level. What we doing here is a small piece, man. You know, you want to get L.A., you want to get Chicago, you want to get Detroit, you want to get Miami, you want to get Mississippi. You know, and the crazy thing about it is people outside the market show me more love than the people inside the market. There's some guys out there on the West Coast, some people that was with the original Ruthless Records camp, you know, OG Laylaw, who was with Ruthless, OG Big Hutch from Above the Law, RIP to KMG. Those guys see my music on Twitter, they retweet. And, you know, even DJ Yellow, who was down here for Big Eazy-E's birthday with Little Eazy in Louisville, he shows me love on Twitter. You know, Compton Carter, one of Juicy J's artists out there in Compton. Mike Stone, XL Capone, you know, my brother up there in Canada, DJ Bankrupt, he was spinning my records, you know, and showing the cousins love when we was doing that thing. And, you know,
I'll
a lot
you about
of people.
Tiny
after,
chat.
Yeah.
When you said bankroll, I said, damn, that go back to Tiny Chat.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you know what? He's expanded. He's got his own app for iPhone now. You know, that's just people that believe in their brand, people that believe in showing love and reaching out to everyone and not shutting anybody out. And bankrupt was one of those kind of cats that's like, hey, man, it ain't tight. Start over. You know, send me something better than that. You know, and hey, you can't take that to offense. Another thing that's wrong with us, we can't take criticism. Hey, man, that wasn't tight. Oh, man, well, screw you, man. You know, my music is dope. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, if it wasn't hidden, it just wasn't hidden. Go back into the lab, do it again. You know, it's like that, man. You don't have to be. So, you know, people are so prideful, man. People just, you know, expect for things to just fall into their lap, man. And like I said, you know me pretty much all my life. Man, I've been doing this since I was like 12 years old, man. I hadn't reached the pinnacle that I want yet, but I'm still on the hunt for it. And like you said, I branched out and do other things. I partnered up with Chirac by going in and buying shares in Diageo Liquors brand. You know, so Diageo is the bottler of Chirac and Crown Royal. You know, so when you take a shot of Chirac, don't just think about Diddy. Think about your hometown homeboy, Mike Doc. You know.
So when I drink some Crown, that's what I need to think about too. I got you, cause yeah.
Right on. So, you more or less like the Yak, your cognac type of brother, huh?
I'm like, you know, it's something about, you know, Crown, and especially you give Crown to the right people. The right things go down. I'm gonna leave it at that. Oh, but we're gonna chop it up some more. I'm about to go ahead and do something that DJ didn't do the other day. We're gonna actually play Turn Up, and then we're gonna come back. So that's how we do it here. All right, we'll be back, y'all. We got some more foolery to go for the rest of this show. We'll be back right here on Life at the Dust Live.
I'm here to turn up and I know you are too. So go ahead and pull up like you know you want to. Listen, Drake Doctor, spill some game on you. On this track, I'm gonna turn up and I know you are too. And I know you are too. And I know you are too. On this track, I'm gonna turn up and I know you are too. And I know you are too. And I know you are too. On this track, I'm gonna turn up and I know you are too.
If you ain't come to turn up, then what you come for? Drink over the ice. No less than a four sip, slow passed out, wake up, drink some more. I'm here to turn up and spend this bankroll. She's working, hey. Twerking for that drink, yeah. Said she leaving with a home girl, I'm like, no you ain't. Grab a cup, pour it up, mix it with some rye. Drink doctor, about to have the phone on line. Produced by instrumentals, guaranteed it won't fly. Turn up, turn it up a nine. This game over cause we got flipped on the track. Drank God's about to put the city on the map.
I'm here to turn up and I know you are too. So go ahead and pull up like you know you want to. Listen, Drank Doctor, spill some game on you. On this track, I'm gonna turn up and I know you are too. And I know you are too. And I know you are too. On this track, I'm gonna turn up and I know you are too. And I know you are too. And I know you are too. On this track, I'm gonna turn up and I know you are too. Tonight, foes and Sprite, that's what I pose over ice. In a three-piece suit like chalk and white, so let's start this party right. I'm not the Bacardi type, I sit in VIP and let the Marley light. The way she's twerking, it could make you hard as ice. But if you thinking that I'm tricking, then you on the pipe. To keep my game tight is what I sworn for life. It costs to be a boss and y'all ain't knowing the price. So I'ma turn up until they turn on the light. Like that clover grape, flip case, Texas is my home state. And we've been sipping by the ever since great tape, so get our motherfucking mixtape. I'm here to turn up and I know you are too. So So go ahead and pour up like you know you want to. Listen, drink, doctor, spill some game on you. On this track, I'm gonna turn up, and I know you are too. And I know you are too. And I know you are too. On this track, I'm gonna turn up, and I know you are too. And I know you are too. And I know you are too. On this track, I'm gonna turn up, and I know you are too.
I'm smoking cookies, I'm on my jet. I'm mixing activists with high tech.
Yeah.
I rap with a southern dialect. You need to pay me in cash, cause I don't take chips. I'm young, but all the cougars want the king. And ever since I rapped about it, all my students want some lean. You just mimic what you see. We got hemis in our gym. And we ain't friendly, you'll see. Don't make me make this semi ski. I pulled up in the peach crush. And you ain't shit if you ain't never been
screwed up.
I'm the pop of those king. What you know about it? Give me a pain and I'ma pour a cup of O's about it.
Hold up, hold up, hold up.
Man.
Rest in peace, DJ Screw. Yeah, I guess I'm going to talk, chop, and screw for the rest of the show.
Right.
Go on, Tom.
You clowning, Sadie. You clowning, Sadie. You a bad boy, man.
Yeah, man. I just talk, chop, and screw when I need to.
Oh, man. Hey, hey, that's what I know. I don't need no voice control. I can do that my own voice. You don't need no freaking effects. That was straight up me. That's how I do it.
Right on.
Yeah,
that
so
was
big
heavy,
us, man.
Man.
Hey, man, you know, that's how we do it. We drop stuff. We don't have to allow people to tell us when we can play music. We play music when the hell we want to play music. Damn it.
That's dope. That's the way to have it, man.
And that's why, you know what, honestly, because people keep saying, man, why haven't you went to AM FM, man? Why haven't you went to AM FM? Because I like having control. I love having control. And allowing people,
man.
Allowing the listeners and everybody to have control. People can come and speak their mind, and people get to come play and music that you want to play that's not on the major airways, yeah, you get to debut it here because that's the first stepping stone. You got to play it somewhere, let that crowd
right.
hear it, and then work your way to go to those major airways. That's how you
right.
do it.
Right on. I feel you on that, man. That's real. That's real spiel, man. Man, what you're doing is groundbreaking, man, and what you just touched on, ownership, man. We got to have some ownership of things, man. It's something that we want to teach within the organization that we're developing, man. I really can't go into too much of that on here because it's some things we kind of trying to keep low-key, man, you know, for other reasons. But, you know, ownership, man, you know, these young cats, man, that grow up in our neighborhoods now, man, they don't go outside and see any black businessmen or black entrepreneurs. So, therefore, you got to see it before you be it. So if they can't envision themselves running their own company, running their own station, running their own dry cleaners, running their own corner store, then they don't believe they can have it. They don't have no hope for the future that, hey, I could be like Steady J one day, or I could be like Brandon Lawson and his grandfather, Mr. Willie Lawson, you know, who's been a pillar in the community dry cleaning business for over almost 60 years. So, you know, people don't get the opportunity. Our youth don't get the opportunity to see those positive role models anymore because, hey, we're just not doing it and we're not believing that we can do it, you know?
Exactly. It's all about, I've always, and that's why I don't like people disrespect the hood, like making it sound like everything is so bad. And real talk, most of that built me. It's because I grew up on the South Side. The South Side is a great part of me, and that's what's molding me, a great part of this molding me to who I am today. Without that, you know, I wouldn't understand the toughness of being there because a lot of people, you know, y'all have a lot of book smarts, but y'all not too smart in other areas, and that's the problem. And we got the best of both worlds, That's a great thing. And people think just because you don't act a certain way that, oh, you can't be from the South Side. No way in the world you from the South Side. No, that's the thing. And these people that are running around here trying to pretend they thug or whatever, y'all annoy the hell out of me. Y'all annoy the people in real talk. Y'all annoy the people that y'all trying to pretend for. Because you wonder why when they see me, they respect me, dap me up and whatever, because they appreciate. It's not about who you trying to act like. It's about, are you being you? They respect realness. So be your damn self. Stop trying to be what you think people want you to be.
Right. Man, I'm glad you touched on that, man, because like I say, I was raised by street guys, you know what I'm saying? My brothers, both of them, two-time losers, you know what I'm saying? Reputable guys in the neighborhood for, you know, being hard-headed or whatever, but, you know, they never encouraged me to go into that direction. You know, they said, you know, my brother, you know, came home from prison and he thought I was trying to push the line on some gang type stuff. And he was like, man, what are you doing, stupid? You make A's and B's. And I hear you rapping now. You got an incredible talent. He slapped me upside my head. Pop, what are you doing, man? You're going to waste your life. Don't try to do what we're doing. We did this because, hey, we thought that it wasn't no other way, you know. And even the old cats that was the street hustling cats back then, you know, the Billy Farmers, you know what I'm saying, the Billy Ray Maddoxes, they told these, you know, my brothers and other young guys that are now, you know, well-respected in the neighborhood for hustling, told him, hey, go another direction, you know, do something better with yourself because everybody can't be on the block. Somebody's got to be the councilman. Somebody got to be like Dr. Clarence Brooks and become a doctor and open up, you know, a business in the neighborhood. Somebody's got to be like, you know, Dr. Langley and open up a pharmacy. Somebody's got to be, you know, the tow truck driver. Somebody got to be the bus driver. Somebody got to be like Mr. Henry Baker and bury some of these hard heads when they get caught up in the streets. You know, we need those peoples too. We need them. You know, and people just get so caught up in the street image. And I'm going to tie this back into what we were talking about earlier. I blame BET. It's their fault. I blame them, you know, for, you know, commercializing it, man. You know, man, hey, man, these guys that are doing life in prison and, you know, can't see their children and, you know, they don't get to see their grandchildren grow up. You think they wouldn't change what they've done to put themselves behind the bars? You know, they changed that if they could, but they can't. So they roll with it, man, and then they try to make themselves productive members of society on the other side of the walls, you know. So it's up to us that do slide through the cracks and do something positive, you know, with our lives to lift them up and to continue to try to push forward and save as many of these young people as we can, bro.
Exactly.
And that's real.
So, yes,
real.
I mean, so, yes, man, I want to, you know, before we close out momentarily, what mm-hmm. projects do you have coming up for the rest of the year, man, that we need to be on the lookout for?
Oh, man, the Drink Doctor mixtape is dropping. We don't got no date right now because we don't really put dates and deadlines on things at our label, which is Impact Entertainment. We don't really put any dates on things or deadlines because we don't want to feel rushed. We kind of just let everything flow naturally, and when it comes out, it'll be ready and it'll be hot. So that's what y'all just heard. Everybody was the first single off the mixtape, Turn Up, featuring the Freestyle King, Lil Flip Gates, Flipperachi, you know, whatever you like to call him, the one that screw crown, whichever you like to call him. So that's one of the biggest projects that's coming out. I'm also working with this guy who goes by the name of Thump. He has a local publication, like a newspaper. It's called Funky Town Underground. He got the opportunity to sit down and talk with Will Strumental and other local business owners and artists. So that's something I've been kind of consulting with him and working with him on that. So keep your eyes open for the Funky Town Underground. You know, my wife is also a singer. She's in the studio working on her project. She goes by the name of Savvy Princess. She's a very talented singer, and she actually auditioned for Empire when they came down here to Arlington earlier this year. And I also went there and had a little fun and auditioned too. So maybe y'all get to see her on Empire. So that's something big that we're working on. And then other than that, you know, Ryan Investments, which is like an investment firm and brokerage that I'm trying to get off the ground with my brothers who are incarcerated right now. You know, those brothers in prison read a lot, and they gave me a lot of stock tips that have really helped me out here in the free world. So we've been doing that. We partnered up with Diageo Liquors, who bottles Ciroc and who bottles Crown Royal and other drinks. I can't really think of them all off head, but I know those are two of the more popular brands. So I jumped on board with them. You know, I jumped on board with Budweiser and put a little money behind them as well, and just really investing and doing things like that. My father has a couple of real estate developments going on with housing. So we've been getting houses off the public auction block and refurbishing those and making those available for people to, you know, have a place to stay. Like people that come out of prison, man, they can't get a place to stay because, you know, apartments won't let ex-cons come in. So that's something that we've been working on to try to, you know, give these brothers and sisters a second chance out here. And I also been working on UHF, United Hoods of Funky Town. It's a DVD documentary that I've been working on with it's kind of like a gang intervention thing. I've been working with a lot of the big homies from, you know, South Side, East Side, West Side, North Side, you know, getting with them and car clubs, bike clubs, and trying to put together a documentary. That may not come out until 2016 because we ran into a couple of, walls with the production and, the filming. But, you know, we've been really, just grinding and working hard at it. Drank Sipper is my first artist on Impact Entertainment. He has his own app. He has his own fan page on Facebook. He's on Twitter. He's on Instagram. So he's someone to definitely watch. And I've been, you know, hanging out with the brothers over there at My Grind Media in the Off the Chest show. It's a very hot web show coming out of Fort Worth, produced by Gerald Rougeau and Clarence Mann. And they've been doing their thing. They've been having a lot of local talent on their show. So y'all check that out on YouTube and just really networking, bro. Just networking with as many people as I can, touching as many people's lives as I can, and just trying to be positive, man, and trying to have something for my daughters to hold on to and build on to when they become adults.
Exactly. Well. I just want to thank you for coming through to the show, bro. It was definitely great having you back. And I always tell people, man, if people complain, man, can I get a second interview? How can I get a second interview? Are you compelling enough to have a second interview? And I'm not just being on arrogant stuff. But some people, they just not that entertaining to have a second interview. I'm sorry. Right. You got to be real about that. And the thing is, if you're not pushing it, you ain't pushed the first one, why the hell am I going to have you come on the second one?
Right. Where, you know, bro, it's a lot of things that people need to learn about business in general and becoming financially literate. You know, it's a lot of brothers out here don't even know how to open a bank account, don't know how to establish credit. You know, it's just things that we need to learn as a people if we really want to bring some RLs, because there isn't any justice. So if you want to bring an RLs, you know, one of my life coaches, he's an author, Lewis Conway Jr., y'all go check his book out, too. It's called Change the Weather. Louis Fats is what I call him. Fats always says this, man. You know why you don't see other white people get shot, you know, when they're unarmed? Because they got money to sue. So what we need to do is get our stuff in order, like you said earlier, get our house in order, get our money together, and really stand on some solid things, man. It's all right to be in the street game, but what you going to do to get out? It's all right to watch Empire, but do you know what Cookie did when she went in there and challenged Lucius for the Empire? She tried to buy controlling stock. She wanted control shares. She understood what that was. And if you get enough people to open up a brokerage account and buy enough shares, we could control Nike. You got a problem with Jordan and what he's doing? Well, buy shares of Nike. Let's get 20% of Nike and then see what
buy shares of Viacom. There we go. There goes the magic thing. Everybody want to keep changing BET. Well, buy BET back.
Exactly. So, you know, we really got to just get financially literate, man, and just – and I don't say these things to cut nobody down. I want to say that too, Sid. I'm not saying that, you know, you dumb because you hustle or you dumb because you strip or whatever, because like I say, I come from that type of family. You know, my mother was a teenage mother, you know, and worked minimum wage jobs. My father's an immigrant from the West Indies, so I ain't have much coming up, but these are the people that inspired me to do great things, man. My father only been here, I'm 29. Ooh, and it don't feel like it.
I just turned 29.
And my father's probably been here, you know, maybe 31, 32 years, and he's accomplished more than I've seen people accomplish that have been here their whole life. And another thing that we get twisted, every immigrant doesn't get loans and grants from the government. Didn't nobody give him nothing. He got out in the mud every day and worked, whether it was day labor, whether it was working at his own garage. He did what he had to do to give me an opportunity and a head start in life. And we got to do that, man. We got to try to give our kids a fair shot at this. We can't sit and point fingers and blame people for our shortcomings if we're not at least trying, man. So that's something that's got to change. And like I say, I'm not trying to put anybody down. I love us all. Heck, I even love the white people and the Jews and all that too, because at the end of the day, we're all people. We all bleed the same color, and we all just trying to make it, man.
I think that was a perfect way to close it out. Bro, let them know how they can follow you, man.
Hey, man, you know, I'm on Twitter, Mike Doctor, 817 on Twitter. I'm also on Facebook under my government name, Adonis Ron. I also have a page for the travel agency that I've been promoting through Paycation, which is called Ron Vacations. So, you know, you can check us out there. We're also on – the mixtape is coming out on DadPiff.com. So you can find Drank Sip on DadPiff.com. You can find us on SoundCloud, attached to Drank Sip as well. And, man, you can just find me in Fort Worth, man. I'm riding around the neighborhood still, man. I still go hang out with all of the homeboys like I used to. I still – you know, call and kick it with a lot of people that we grew up with, man. When I get the opportunity to, when I'm not working, you know, I get my chance to go out to the neighborhood and hang out and kick it with everybody, man. So, you know, you can just holler at me anytime, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, man. I'm there.
There you go. Well, bro, again, I appreciate you for coming through. And listeners, y'all miss any of the show, if you want to go back and listen to any parts of it, or even share it with people, just know you can go to a million places. That includes blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, it's a letter J. Or you can go to iTunes. You can go to the TuneIn Radio app. You can go to Stitcher Radio app. And just type in Dust 5 Radio Network. It'll pull up all the shows. Bam. You can listen to this episode. It'll be marked Life at the Dust Live, Mike Doctor, and that's how you'll find it. So there you go.
Yeah.
Make it simple on you.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Bro,
I appreciate you having me, man. I'm honored to do this with you, man. Much love, brother.
No problem, man. Like I told you, man, and people don't think it, and a lot of people say this stuff, but they don't really mean it. But when people support my movement, I'm going to make sure that I go just as hard for them as they were for me. So that's just how that's just how I'm cut. No one owe you shit, but the way I'm cut is if people support, if the people who truly support you, then why the hell could you not find in your heart to do the same for them?
Right on, brother. Right on. I'm with you. Real talk. Yeah, man. Well, you know, like I say, man, it's something that we got to get out of us, man. And it's humbling, and it's a great honor to do this with you, man. It is a blessing, man, and I really appreciate you. Much continued success. Keep us laughing. Keep us up on what's going on in the world. Keep us up on all of the new hip-hop coming out of Funky Town. Country rap tunes coming up out of Texas. RIP to the great Pimp C. you know, and, you know, just continue to, you know, enlighten the people, man. You're a great young man. You're going to continue to do great things, man. I appreciate this opportunity.
No problem. That's how we do it, man. That being said, we roll on out, everybody. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune to the episode of Life and It Does Live. Your boy, Ceddie J. We out. Peace.
Well.